On his way to tomorrow's NATO summit, President Obama stopped off in Estonia, which borders Russia and is a NATO member, unlike Ukraine. But like Ukraine, Estonia was once a part of the Soviet Union. And this morning, the president spoke before thousands of Estonians crammed into a theater and told them they will not lose their independence.
Justice will win, because might does not make right. And the only path to lasting peace is when people know that their dignity will be respected and that their rights will be upheld. And citizens, like nations, will never settle for a world where the big are allowed to bully the small.
But also this morning, there were competing headlines over the countries the president might have been referring to there, Russia and Ukraine. The BBC's David Stern is in Kyiv, Ukraine. And David, Ukraine first issued a statement saying it had agreed with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a ceasefire process. But then a Russian spokesperson issued a clarification. So where are we?
Well, we need to be also to back up a little bit that it started with a statement on the Russian president website saying that the conversation had taken place and the two men actually agreed to a large degree on a number of issues. And that, although without going actually into detail, the Ukrainian president issued a statement saying that a permanent ceasefire had been agreed upon. Then the Russians said, we can't agree on a ceasefire because we're not involved in Ukraine, to which the Ukrainians then said, oh, we made a mistake. What we meant was there was an agreement about the mechanisms of reaching a ceasefire. Hmm. So that's where we stand at the moment. But actually, we've moved further along by a little bit because Mr. Putin has now issued a 7-point plan for achieving a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. He said he jotted it down on a piece of paper as he's flying back from Mongolia. Now, it's difficult to say, is this the peace plan that they were talking about? We don't know. And we haven't had a reaction from the Ukrainians yet.
Well, is some of this about saving face for President Putin? I mean, most people are just laughing at the notion that the president is claiming that Russia isn't involved in the conflict that they are now trying to draw up a peace plan for.
Exactly. It makes it very difficult to be negotiating with a person who says that he's not involved. Now, we should say they may be talking about something totally different behind closed doors. And there is obviously talk, perhaps despite all of the public posturing, that maybe there is some sort of movement. But it also should be said that a ceasefire and a peace plan that stops the fighting does not resolve the outstanding political issues. And what the Ukrainians are afraid is that the Russians want to create a frozen conflict, if not actually take over the eastern part of the country and keep Ukraine destabilized, if not take over the entire country, to make sure that it doesn't become a part of not only NATO, but the European Union.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What about the third leg to this chair, the separatist movement? Is it pretty much understood that the separatists will just abide by what President Putin tells them to accept in any talks?
Well, it depends on what Mr. Putin actually tells them. And they say that they will not observe any ceasefire unless the Ukrainian troops leave their country, as they call it, altogether. It remains to be seen what people do, but it also remains to be seen what they're actually being told to do.
David Stern with the BBC in Kyiv. David, thank you.
Thank you.